All right, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Vav. We left off yesterday, Daf Hey Amud Beis, 2, 4, 5 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Last word on the line is Tanan. First of all, the sponsorships. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom. It's also sponsored for Refuah Shleima to our dear friend, Shmaryo Ben Razel Shoshana Miriam, and it's also sponsored by David and Esther Haber for the yard site of Esther's mother, Miriam Bat Esther Vishmuel Shlomo Neshama Shadav and Aliyah, and Shmaryo Shadav Rofu Shlomo. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for their sponsorship. So what we are going to cover today is primarily a single topic. So we had discussed yesterday the machlokas between Rav Masna and Barpada. So we had seen a Mishnah on Hayam at Aleph, which was a very, very short mission. The Mishnah simply said a halacha that we're all familiar with, Stam Nazira Shloshim Yom. And we had seen that there was, at least according to Rav Masna, that we based that limud off of a gematria. The pasuk said, Yihyeh, Yihyeh's begematria 30. And therefore, from there, we know that Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom. So we saw yesterday, are we really learning a din d'oraisa from a gematria? It's not one of the Yud Gimel Midos. Maybe there is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, which is only an asmachta to a gematria. Whatever. So that we covered yesterday. But the fundamental point that we really discussed yesterday was the machlokas between Rav Masna and Barpada. So Rav Masna, on the one hand, held that we learn the 30-day minimum shear for Naziris from the pasuk, from the word yiyeh, from the gematria of 30. However, Barpada said it's connected all of the references of Naziris which are made in the parsha of Nazir. And the Mefaresh went through all of these various references. There were actually 30. I was on mute apparently the whole time, so my apologies. That was pretty bad. You guys can hear me now? Thumbs up? Good. Okay. So let's you missed the sponsorships, but you're probably familiar with them, except for David and Esther Haber sponsorship, so thank you. So again, what we're going to pick up 5 lines from the bottom of Hayamid Bays, the Tanan, which is the last one on the line. We're going to continue with the discussion of Rav Masna and Barpada. So again, we saw the Mishnah yesterday that said Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom. In the Gemara, we wound up saying that Shita is only the Shita of Rav Masna. However, Barpada actually says that Stam Naziris is 29 days. Why? Because he counts the references to the words Nazir, Yazir, Neder, Lindor in the Parsha of Nazir. And there were a total of 30, but one of them is not actually Nazir, one of them is actually Nazir, and so 30 minus 1, 29 obviously. So according to Barpada, Stam Naziris is not 30 days, it's actually only 29 days. So that was the machlokas that we saw yesterday. So yesterday we started bringing rayas back and forth, because it would turn out that if Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom, technically speaking, when you shave and when you bring your karbonos at the end of the period of the Naziris, you should really be doing that on the 31st day, because Stam Naziris is 30 days, so you have all of your 30 days of Naziris. After your Naziris is concluded on day 31 is when you're supposed to bring your karbonos, when you're supposed to do the Tiglachas. According to Barpada, so technically your Naziris is 29 days, and when are you supposed to do the Tiglachas and bring the karbonos? You're supposed to do all of that on the 30th day, because you have the 29 days of Naziris, then you have on the 30th day is when you're doing all of the rituals at the end of the period of Naziris. We saw a Brisa yesterday which said that even that you're doing it on day 31, so that's Akasha on Barpada. So we said no, because Barpada says Stam Naziris is 29 days, but there could be a situation where the person says, I am holding an Naziris for 30 days. So if the guy says he's holding an Naziris for 30 days, he would have to do the Tiglachas on day 31, just like according to Rav Masna. And then we had a brisa that said, it's actually the Ola Mishnah that we cite, that we're citing, we're gonna have it in a week and a half. So then we cited a portion of the Mishnah which said that you're doing the ritual on day 30. In other words, you're doing the Tiglachas and you're bringing the Karbanas on day 30. Isn't that Akasha according to Rav Masna? Because according to Rav Masna, Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom. You should have the full 30 days of Naziris and then you should do everything on day 31. So we said no, because Mixas Hayom Kekulo. So Mixas Hayom Kekulo, you can observe part of the 30th day as a Nazir, that Mixas Hayom is Kekulo, and then you could go and you could bring your Karbanos even on day 30. So then we saw, according to the Rush, a big nafkamina between Barpada and Rav Masna, that according to Rav Masna, if you become Tameh on day 30, that is sosar your naziris on a daraisa level, because really some naziris is shloshim yom, you're going to have to go back and count your yamei naziris again. Whereas according to Bar Pada, if you become tamei on day 30 before you bring your karbonos, even though you're not allowed to become tamei, if you become tamei on day 30, that is not going to be sosar the naziris on a daraisa level, because on a daraisa level, the naziris is only 29 days, not the full 30 days. You're doing the rituals on day 30, but the naziris on a daraisa level doesn't extend to day 30. Okay, so again, we're going to pick up now 5 lines from the bottom on Hey Amid Beis, Tanan. So we're going to quote again from that Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. So if a person says he's a Nazir for 30 days, Im Gilach Yom Lamid Lo Yatza. If he shaved on day 30, then he's not going to be Yotza. So that should be Akasha according to the Shita of Rav Masna within the Shita that we said yesterday, Miktas Hayom Kekulo. So the question is, we had said yesterday, according to Rav Masna, I would think that Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom, I have to do the rituals on day 31. Yesterday, we saw a Mishnah that said you could do it even on day 30. It's Akasha on Rav Masna. So we answered, no, it's not Akasha on Rav Masna, because Rav Masna holds Miksas Hayom Kikulo. And therefore, he says that you observe part of the 30th day as a Nazir. And then you're going to do the rituals on day 30 itself as well. But if here we have a Mishnah where the guy says that he's a Nazir for 30 days, if he shaves on day 30, then he's not going to be Yotze. So says the Gemara, Biyomer Shleiman, because he says that, because he says he stipulated expressly he is going to observe 30 full days as a Nazir. And when he stipulates expressly that he's going to observe 30 full days as a Nazir, we cannot say, obviously, Miksas Hayom Kekulo, because Miksas Hayom Kekulo means it's not 30 full days. We're going to break the 30th day into parts. Part of the day is going to be a Nazir. Part of the day, he's going to do the Taglachas. But where the guy says 30 full days there, we're not going to say Miksas Hayom Kekulo. Okay, so the Gemara is going to try to bring another Kasha, so Tanan. Misha Nazar Beis Naziris. Now we're talking about a guy who was Noder 2 periods of Naziris. And again, we started seeing this yesterday, that Naziris Chal al Naziris doesn't mean that you're a double Nazir for a specific period, because there's no such thing as being a double Nazir. Either you're a Nazir or you're not. So Naziris Chal al Naziris means that they are Chal consecutively. So if a person takes 2 vows of Naziris, the first one is going to be Chal for the first 30 days. The second one is going to be Chal for the second 30 days. In other words, days 31 through 60. So Tanan, Misha Nazar Beis Naziris. A guy is Nodar Beis Naziris. Megaleach HaSarishona Yom Lamed Ve'echad. So he shaves for the first Naziris on day 31, which seems like Rav Masna, right? Because you hold 30 days of Naziris, and then he's shaving on day 31. Vashnia Liyom Shishim Ve'echad. And the second Naziris, he's going to shave on day 61, again like Rav Masna, because days 31 through 60 inclusive are the 30 days of Naziris, right? You have to count the first and the last days, so it sounds like less, but it's really 30. And then day 61, you're going to shave and you're going to bring the karbanos. Says the Gemara as follows, Vishlam al-Rav Masna Nicha. I understand according to Rav Masna, it works out great, because you're observing 2 periods of Naziris, each of them are 30 days. You're doing the Teglachas and you're bringing the karbanos on day 31 of each set of Naziris. Turning to Vava Med Aleph, Elala Bar Pada Kasha. But according to Bar Pada, it's a Kasha. Why are you doing the Teglachas on day 31 and 61? Why aren't you doing it on day 30 and 60? So I'm Elacha Bar Pada, Ema Seifa. But look at the Seifa of that very same Mishnah. Vim Gilach Esarishona Liyom Shloshim. And if he does the first Teglachas on day 30, then Megaleach HaSashniya Liyom Shishim. Then you can do the second Teglachas on day 60, because you're observing day 31, because then you're observing day 30 through 59 as your second period of Naziris, and you're going to shave on day 60. So you have a Mishnah. The Reisha says that the Reisha says 31 and 61, which appears to be according to the Shita of Rav Masna. The Seifa says 30 and 60, which appears to be going according to the Shita of Bar Pada. So the whole Mishnah itself is all mavulvul, it's all contradictory. So says the Gemara, so ela seifa mesayele, so says Barpada, I could touch up the Mishnah like this. The seifa is obviously a raya to me, because according to me, I hold that you can do the first aglachas on day 30, because again, the stam nazirus is 29 days, so you're observing the 29 days of nazirus. You are then shaving on day 30, you're then observing day 30 through 59, another 29 days of nazirus, and you're shaving on day 60, so it's great. I in the ratio, why did it say days 31 to 61? So we already saw this answer yesterday on Hey Amud Beis, and now the Gemara is going to resurface this answer, Reisha B'Yomer Shleiman. So according to the Reisha, the reason that you have to shave on day 31 and 61 is because, yes, Stam Nazirus is 29 days. But this guy said he's holding a Nazirus of 30 days. So if the guy said he's holding a Nazirus of 30 days, turns out that he has to shave on day 31 and on day 61. So this says the Gemara, so Rav Masna is going to be able to touch up like this. So Rav Masna, Kediktani Seifa, Yom Shloshim, Ola Lakan, Ulakan. That the 30th day will go for both sets of Naziris. In other words, so we already had, so now we're going to put together like a couple of different principles. So we already saw yesterday that Rav Masna says that Mitzvah Yom Kekula, right? So therefore, even though I would think according to the Shita Rav Masna, you have to observe Naziris for 30 days and shave on day 31. We said yesterday that's not necessarily the case because he could hold Mitzvah Yom Kekula on day 30, observe part of the day as a Nazir, and then he could do the shaving on day 30 itself. He doesn't necessarily have to wait on day 31. Now, how could it be that he's possibly going to shave the second time on day 60? So, because the answer is, not only does day 30 work for part of his first Naziris, and he could also shave, but he could also begin his second Naziris on day 30. So then he's beginning his second Naziris on day 30. He's observing it until day 60. Mixes a Yom Kekulo, he's shaving on day 60. Says Rav Masna, so it works out great according to me. So says the Gemara, that mayhi, but what's this halacha? Mixas ayom kekulo? You're teaching me the halacha of mixas ayom kekulo? Ha'amra chadazimna. We already taught me one time the din of mixas ayom kekulo. So isn't this simply another example of the application of mixas ayom kekulo? Says the Gemara, no, that ma'al detema hanimili linyan chada naziris. I might think the only time when we say Mixasayim Kekulo is Le'inyan 1 Naziris. Ava L'shtei Naziris Lo, but Le'inyan 2 Naziris, I might think that we don't say Mixasayim Kekulo, Kamash Malon, that we do say Mixasayim Kekulo. In other words, that we actually double count day 30. So Mixasayim Kekulo that we saw in yesterday's daf, all that tells me is that I could cut my Naziris short. I don't have to observe 30 full days and then shave on day 31. I could observe part of the day of Naziris on day 30 and then shave on day 30. This example of Mixas Yom Kekulo is telling me an even bigger Kaddish. I could double count day 30. So day 30, it's really triple count because it goes for the first. I'm doing my rituals for the first Naziris on day 30. And then I'm starting my second Naziris on day 30 as well. And so the Meiri says a fascinating thing that when we say that day 30 is Ola Lakan Ulakan, so what happens is that he observes the morning as a Nazir for the first set of Naziris, and then he starts his second set of Naziris in the afternoon. So it would turn out that in the couple of hours between the morning and the afternoon, he's not a Nazir at all. He could drink wine, he could do whatever he wants. He could not be Metamela Mesim, because then he's going to have to wait 7 days. He's not going to be able to start his Naziris. But Lechora, he would be able to take a haircut, he would be able to drink wine during that little period, because the Naziris doesn't begin in the middle of the day. Rather, the first Naziris ends in the beginning of the day. The first Naziris ends in the beginning of the day. The second Naziris begins at the end of the day. So the Meiri says, oh, so that's like a great shtick. How come we don't say that by Shiva and Shloshim? By Shiva and Shloshim, we don't say, oh, that Mixas Yom Kekulo by Shiva, and therefore the Shiva ends in the morning. Say after Shachris, the Avelim get up, and that's it with the Shiva. Shloshim shouldn't begin until later that day. So for that day, he's a free agent. He's allowed to do whatever. No, of course, that's not the halacha. So says the Meiri, the reason that that's not the halacha is because the Ola Lakan Olakan, and the fact that that the first series ends in the beginning of the day, and the second series begins in the end of the day, that's only when you have two separate time periods. However, where you have Shiva and Shloshim, The Shloshim isn't counted from the end of Shiva. It's counted from the time that the Shiva begins also. So that's why over there by Shiva and Shloshim, you can't say that Ola Lakanu Lakanan, that you have this gap in the middle. The only time you have the gap in the middle is when you have periods that run consecutively. But here the Shloshim begins at the same time as the Shiva, only it runs a much longer period of time. But again, according to back in the Gemara, what the Gemara told us is that we had this Mishnah that we were citing. So the first clause in the Mishnah told us that you do the first Tiglachas on day 31 and then the second one on day 61. And we had said that's not a kasha according to Bar Pada, because Bar Pada would say, oh, he said Shleiman, so we're all good. The second clause of the Mishnah said you do the Tiglachas on day 30 and day 60. It's a kasha according to Rav Masta, because Rav Masta said that you have to have 30 full days of Naziris. No, Kamash Malam, Mixas a Yom Kukulo. We said Mixas a Yom Kukulo already in yesterday's daf. And no, this is an even bigger Chiddush of Mixas a Yom Kukulo, because it's the 30th day is Ola Lakan Ulakan. That not only are we saying Mixas a Yom Kukulo at the end of both sets of Naziris, but on day 30, we're actually double counting it. Day 30 is both the last day of the first set of Naziris, as well as the first day of the second set of Naziris. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter. So about seven, 8 lines up from the bottom. So Tanan, im gilach yom shishim chaser echad yatsa. If you shaved on day 59, then you're going to be yotze. Shiyom shloshim olelo min aminyan. Because the 30th day is ole min aminyan. So says the Gemara, bishlam ala rav masna nicha. That I understand, according to Rav Masna, it's good. Why? Because, again, you're shaving on the 30th day, Mixas Yom Kukulo, good, and then you start day 30, so day 30 through day 59, it only sounds like 29, but when you count 30 and 59, it's actually 30, and then you're shaving on day 59 because it's Mixas Yom Kukulo. So it's all good. Applying all these principles that we've already learned over the last day, we understand that it ties us up according to Rav Masna. Ella Bar Pada, Lama Liha, Amar Shloshim Chaser Echad. According to Bar Pada, why do you need this whole fancy lumdas? Oh, day 30 could be Ola Lakan Lakan. According to Bar Pada, the whole Naziris is only 29 days. So you don't need this whole thing of Yom Shloshim is Ola Lakan Lakan. So says the Gemara, Zamar Lacha, Ananami Ahasamchi. I'm also relying on this, meaning that, says Bar Pada, I am using this as a basis for proving that the Naziris is only 29 days. In other words, that the 30th day is not Ola Laminian Naziris. However, is not Ola Laminian Naziris of the first day of the first period at all. The first Naziris is only 29 days. The second Naziris begins on day 30 and runs until day 59. So the Gemara says, according to Bar Pada, why do you need that Yom Shloshim is Ola Lakan Lakan? So Bar Pada will teach up this Mishnah as saying, no, this Mishnah is not teaching me that Yom Shloshim is Ola Lakan Lakan. This Mishnah is simply teaching me in a very neat way that the Naziris run consecutively. The first one is day 1 through day 29. The second one is day 30 through day 59. I don't need that Ola Lakan Lakan, because the whole first Naziris is only 29 days. Good, says the Gemara in Avaiter, 3 lines up from the bottom. So Tanan, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir, if a person says that he's a Nazir, so Nitme Yom Shloshim, if he becomes Tamei on the 30th day, Sosar Esakol, then he ruins everything. What does it mean, Sosar Esakol? Sosar Esakol means, of course, if a Nazir becomes Tamei during the period of Naziris, what he observed is wiped out. It's not counted toward anything. He has to become tahar from his tumah, and then he has to observe the full period of Naziris again. So again, here we have a situation where a guy becomes tamei on day 30. So it says sosar esakol. He ruins his whole Naziris. So bishlam al Rav Masna nicha. I understand according to Rav Masna, it is going to be okay. It is going to be okay because by according to Rav Nachman, the Naziris is 30 days. So if you become Tamei on day 30, you're still a Nazir, and therefore you're so ser, you're Naziris. Tosva says, according to Rav Masna, it's good. According to Rav Masna, it's not good. Rav Masna already taught us, Mixas Hayom Kekulo. So if you have Mixas Hayom of the 30th day, and then you become Tamei on day 30, so why is it that it's so Sarakol? So Tosva's answers that the only time we call it Mixas Hayom Kekulo is when you observe part of the Naziris, and you did the tegelachas and you brought the karbanos. In other words, mitzvah yom kekulo is only if you got away scot free and you avoided becoming tamei until you observed your mitzvah hayom and all of the rituals. Over here, the guy only observed the mitzvah hayom, but not the rituals, and therefore on day 30, before he does the tegelachas and before he brings the karbanos, he's still considered to be a full fledged nazir. Even though yes, there is the principle of mitzvah hayom, but it doesn't apply here because he didn't do the tegelachas or bring the karbanos. Therefore, it's osur hakol. So again, where we are in the Gemara is that the Gemara said, if it cites a Mishnah, if a guy becomes Tameh on day 30, so Sarakol, meaning he is a Nazir on day 30. And therefore, if he becomes Tameh while he's a Nazir, his whole Naziris is out the window. Elul Barpada Kasha, but according to Barpada, it is a Kasha. In other words, according to Barpada, the Ikr Naziris is only 29 days. So even if the guy is not bringing his karbanas, the guy's not doing the galachas until day 30, that's fine. He's allowed to delay that, but his naziris is over. In other words, if he becomes tameh, can he then bring his karbanas? No, he can't bring his karbanas in a state of tumah. Let him wait 7 days, but he doesn't have to wait 30 days. Why, according to Barpada, does it wreck his whole naziris? The naziris ended on day 29. Now's already day 30. Flipping over to Vav Amud Beis, Amar Lecha Bar Pada, Eima Seifa, but look at the Seifa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Einer Soser Ela Shiva, that it's only Soser Shiva, meaning there's no such thing as being Soser Shiva. What it means is that you're no longer a Nazir, therefore it's not Soser Esakol. You don't have to observe the full 30 days of Naziris. When it says Einer Soser Ela Shiva, means you have to wait the 7 days that it takes to become Tar from Tumas Meis, and then you can go bring your Karbanas. So the Reisha, the Mishnah, you're right, it's a kasha to me because it says it's osur sakol. But the Seifa, the Mishnah says, bringing the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that it only causes you to have to wait 7 days, meaning that Rabbi Eliezer will hold that the Naziris is only 29 days rather, and therefore on day 30 it's not osur sakol. So Isal Kadaitok Shloshim. So says the Gemara, well, if you say that you really need 30 days for Naziris, so Nister Kulu, so let it, then it should have been Sosar HaKol. So Ksavar Rabbi Eliezer, Mixas Hayom Kekulo. So Rabbi Eliezer will hold that Mixas Hayom Kekulo. That really there's no raya from here that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Naziris is 29 days at all. It could be that he holds Mixas Hayom Kekulo. We saw just before we flipped the page that Mixas Hayom Kekulo only applies when you bring your karbanas and you did the teglachas. So Tosfa says that Rabbi Eliezer is going to disagree with that. He'll say that Mixas Hayom Kekulo applies so long as you observe the period of Naziris on that day, even if you haven't yet done the teglachas, even if you haven't yet brought your karbanos. Okay, says now the Gemara Vayter, 4 lines down on Vav Amud Beis. Tanan, Hareini Nazir Me'ayom. If a person says he takes a vow of Naziris for 100 days, Sinitma Yom Me'ya, if he becomes Tamei on day 100, Sosar Esakol. Then he's Sosar everything. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eina Sosar Ela Shloshem Yom. He's only Sosar 30 days. In other words, if he becomes Tamei on day 100, he doesn't have to observe another 100 days of Naziris. All he has to do is observe 30 days of Naziris. Says the Gemara, Visal Kadaitak Savar Rabbi Eliezer Mixas Yom Kekulo. But whoa, Rabbi Eliezer is the guy you just told me. He says Mixas Yom Kekulo. So if the guy takes a vow of Naziris for 100 days and then becomes Tamei on day 100, why is it so, sir, anything? He already had Mixas Yom Kekulo. He's no longer a Nazir. So if he holds Mixas Yom Kekulo, Nister Shiva, then let it only ruin 7 days, meaning he will have to wait another 7 days until he becomes Tar in order to do the Teglachas and bring his Karbanos. V lo suffer Mixas Yom Kekulo, and if he doesn't hold Mixas Yom Kekulo, then then lister kulu, then it should ruin everything. Then he's still a nazir on day 100. He should have to fully make up his vow of naziris. His vow of naziris was for 100 days. It should be soser 100 days. So I don't understand this compromise shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Where does 30 come from? It's like he picked it out of a hat. If he's still a nazir and he became tameh, he should have to do the whole naziris over again, which is 100. If he's no longer a nazir because of Mitzriyam Kekulo, so why 30 days? He should have to wait only 7 days to bring his karbanos. Says the Gemara, Liolam lo armina Mitzriyam Kekulo. So, no, Rabbi Lezer doesn't. We're like whipsawing Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold Mitzriyam Kekulo. But then he's still a nazir on day 100. So says the Gemara, Iachi lister kulo. It should ruin his whole 100 days. Why does it only say that he's soser 30 days? It should be soser 100 days. So I'm a Reish Lakesh, I need time with Rabbi Eliezer. The reason for Rabbi Eliezer is as follows. Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Zos Torah HaNazir B'yom Melos Yemei Nizro. HaTorah Amra Nitma B'yom Melos Tein Lo Torah HaNazir. That we darshan from this Pasuk, that if he becomes Tamei on Yom Melos, meaning the last day of his Nazirus, we give him the Torah HaNazir. What does it mean we give him the Torah HaNazir? We give him the Torah Stam Nazir, not that he has to redo his whole vow of Nazirus that he took. That was the source of the confusion. We thought that because he was no dera vow of Nazirus for 100 days, if he becomes Tamei on the last day, he's going to have to count his 100 days over. Says the Gemara, that's true if he becomes Tamei in the middle of his Nazirus. If he becomes Tamei on the last day of the Nazirus, on the Yom Melos, then Tein Lo Toras Nazir. Then all we do is we give him Toras Nazir, meaning Toras Nazir Stam, and Toras Nazir Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom. Therefore, he became Tamei on the last day of the term of a 100-day-long Naziris. All he has to do is he has to repeat 30 days. Okay, says the Gemara now Viter. So, Lema Ketanoi. So, let's say it's like the following Machlokes. So, Ad Melos Hayamim. So, it says, until the Melos Hayamim Shamuni. So, I would interpret the Miyat Yamim Shnayim. That it says Ad Melos Hayamim. So, I would think that the minimum period of Naziris is only 2 days. Tamalomar Kadosh Yiyeh Gadol Pera. That ain gidol sar pachos meishloshim. Divri Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia says, yeah, you're right. From the fact that it says amalos hayamim, that yamim is the minimum yamim is two. So until you complete 2 days, so I might think that there's such a thing as a naziris for 2 days. Tamalomar gadol yiyeh perasar rosho. That the gematria yiyeh teaches me 30, and also the whole concept of naziris is that your hair is growing long. Your hair doesn't grow long in 2 days. It takes 30 days for your hair to grow long. Therefore, Stam Naziris is going to be 30 days. Rav Yonasan Amar, Rav Yonasan says, Ein Etzarech, you don't need this limud. Harayu Omer, Ad Melos Hayamim. That it says, until you complete the days. Ad Melos Hayamim. Ei Elu Heina Yamim Shatzrichim Lamalos. Havi Omer Shloshim. What is the number of days that you are required to complete? So we say that is 30 days. So in other words, why is it 30 days? Why would I have to complete 30 days? So what the Gemara is alluding to over here is that the Gemara is alluding to the fact that the lunar months, sometimes you have a Chodesh Mole, sometimes you have a Chodesh Chaser. If you have a Chodesh Mole, it's the 30-day month. If you have a Chodesh Chaser, it's a 29-day month. The reason for that is that the time period between Molad to Molad is actually 29 and a half days. But we can't have a month that's 29 and a half days long. So we alternate. So some months are 29 days, some months are 30 days. So what is the count of days that sometimes we require a malos, we require a filler in order to complete the time period? That's a month long, that's 30 days, because sometimes the molad is only 29 days, but we add a full extra day to the month to make it 30. So when we refer to a period of days and a concept of malos and a concept of completing those days, we know that we're talking about a month. A month is 30 days, therefore we know that the period of Naziris is 30 days. So says the Gemara, so my love, Rav Masna Demar Rav Yoshia. So Rav Masna must be going like Rav Yoshia, right? Because Rav Yoshia is the one who said, oh, it's Gadol Yihyeh. And Rav Masna, who says that Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom, Lechora, he's learning that Gematria of Yiyeh, that the Gematria of Yiyeh is 30. So my love, Rav Masna, the Amar Karav Yoshia, the Rav Masna holds like Rav Yoshia, Ubarpada, the Amar Karav Yonason. And Barpada says, like Rav Yonason, because Barpada is the one who says that Stam Nazirus is 29 days. Now, it's true that Malos, that the time period that you have to fill in is 30 days, but what do we know about the months? We had just said, some months are Chasar, some months are Mole, some months are 29 days, some months are 30 days. So, Lechora, Rav Barpada is going like Rav Yonasan. Says the Gemara, no, Amar Lechora, Rav Masna, Kuli Alma, Shloshim Binan. Everybody says that we require a 30-day Nazirus. V'hacha ba'ad v'ad b'chlal pligi. And over here, we're arguing about ad v'ad b'chlal. In other words, meaning both Rav Yoshia and Rav Yonasan will hold like me, that you require 30 days of Nazirus. Rav Yonasan is not going to agree that a Nazirus is only 29 days. Over here, they're arguing about ad v'ad b'chlal. Rav Yoshia savar ad v'lo ad b'chlal, that Rav Yoshia says that it's ad v'lo ad b'chlal, whereas Rav Yonasan amar ad v'ad b'chlal. And Rav Yonasan said that it's ad v'ad b'chlal, and therefore, because he says ad v'ad b'chlal, in other words, ad v'lo ad b'chlal, means that therefore Rav Yoshia requires the gematria of 30 just to teach me Stam 30. However, if Rav Yonasan is going to say ad v'ad b'chlal, he could say even a 29-day period because he's including day 29. In other words, when you say until 30 days, the question is, do you mean 30 days or do you mean 29 days? So Rav Yonasan is going to be the one who says ad v'ad b'chlal. Therefore, when we say until 30 days, it means including 30 days, which really means 30, not 29. So Rav Masna is going to be able to interpret both Rav Yoshia and Rav Yonasan to be consistent with his shita that Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. So the Gemara is going to come back to something that we had said. What we had been searching for a makar that Nazirus is 30 days, and we said, according to Rav Yoshia, was the Gematria, was Yiyeh and Godol Pera, and you don't have Pera in less than 30 days. According to Rav Yonasan, it was this Shita of what is the time period that requires Miloi, that requires Lamalos, that requires filling, that's 30 days, because we know months are either 29 to 30 days, the molad 29 and a half days between molad to molad, we have to fill to complete the 30 days. Says the Gemara, now challenging that, so Amar Mar, Ei Eloena Yamim Shatzrich Lamalos, which are the number of days that you require to fill Avi Omer Shloshim? So we said that's 30 days. So Ve'ema Shabbos, so maybe it's only a week. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Shabbos Mika Chasirusa? Is there ever a week of less than 7 days? There's never a day that you have to add to the week in order to complete the week. So that doesn't make any sense at all. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Shana. Maybe it's a year, because again, by a year, we always have to add to the year. Why? Because the solar calendar is a year of 365 days. The lunar calendar is as many as 355, as few as 353, but typically we say it's 354. So we have this 11-day difference between the lunar year and the solar year, and we add time to the solar calendar in the form of a leap year in order to bridge the gap between the solar year and the lunar year to keep them somewhat consistent. So how do you know that the malos that is required is a 30-day period? Maybe it's a one-year-long period, says the Gemara, Ve'mashana, so turning to Zayin Amid Aleph. So mi maninan liyome? No, shana, do we count a shana according to days? V'rabbanan dekisri amri minayin sheimonin yamim l'shanim. How do we know that we don't complete years through the addition of days? Shenamar l'chadshe yashana, because it says l'chadshe yashana. Chadoshim mechashvin l'shanim v'lo yamim l'shanim. That when we speak in terms of years, the smaller increments of the year is not going to be a day. It's going to be the immediately smaller increment. It's going to be a month. So when we speak of a month, the immediately smaller increment is going to be a day. When we speak of a year, the immediately smaller increment is going to be a month. And therefore, It is true that we are lemalos, that we are memale a year. We add to the lunar year in order to bring it more consistent from a seasonal perspective with the solar calendar. But what do? Do we add 11 days? No, we don't add 11 days, we add a month. So therefore, when we're talking about a time period that requires the addition of a day to complete, it's got to be 30 days. That's how, according to Rav Yonason, we know that the Naziris is 30 days. But on this whole sugya, what we've now shown is this machlokas between Rav Masna and Barpada. Rav Masna, the one who says the Naziris is Shloshim Yom, Barpada says that the Naziris is only 29 days. Rav Masna had a way of touching up both Rav Yonason and Rav Yoshia that they both agree with him. They both agree that Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom, and the reason that Rav Yonason talks about until day 30 is because he says Ad v'Ad Bechlal. So when he says until day 30, he's including day 30 in the minyan. Good. So both Rav Yoshia and Rav Yonason are like Rav Masna. Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom. We are going to leave off here early, and the rabbi is back from Eretz Yisrael. He will pick up from the Mishnah on top of Zayin Amud Aleph tomorrow. Hope everybody has a wonderful day. Thank you.